It's a story many editors will not want to run. Altogether, all newspapers in Cameroon reach only 10 to 15% of potential readers, and even that is shrinking. Over the last 5 years, at least two of the country's leading English-language newspapers have shut down. Many more appear only occasionally on the stands. Publishers say the industry is barely surviving. Problems include weak ad revenue, low circulation, and poor editorial content. For the people in the streets, newspapers are just too expensive at $1. Many prefer to read freely off the newsstands. And as in many Western countries, papers are struggling to find a business model that accommodates the internet, where readers can often read the latest news for free. Francis Watcher, executive editor of the Post newspaper, says the independent media's precarious finances are eroding its impact in the country.
If you had the kind of media that is free and untrammeled, then you can be sure also that there will be some easy information flow that will enable the public and our readership to take, you know, very, very enlightened choices about their own lives and about their own destiny.
Saving newspapers has been at the center of many formal and informal discussions. There is growing consensus in the sector that media stakeholders must now come up with urgent solutions. The U.S. sponsored a seminar in March to begin a series of conversations on media management and sustainability in Cameroon. David Applefield, the special representative for Africa at the Financial Times, was flown in to share his experience with about a dozen media representatives. For a start, Applefield says Cameroon's newspapers need to step up the amount of material they offer readers.
The first problem in the media scene is that there's not enough value for either the readers and the advertisers. So we have to increase the amount of value and benefits for and give people a real reason to need a newspaper every day.
Applefield proposes a number of radical solutions such as slashing cover prices and cutting in half advertising rates. He says both, when coupled with innovative content, will increase circulation and attract more advertisers. Many companies prefer to use billboards and promotional events rather than depend on papers with weak circulation.
The newspapers are too expensive. 400 CFA, a copy of a newspaper, represents too steep of an expense for individuals in terms of their buying power. It should be approximately 100 CFA a paper. The price of advertising pages is too high as well.
Cameroon has more than 600 newspapers, but only a handful of dailies. The largest private newspapers are printed on 16 pages, mostly in black and white. Few have a print run of 5,000. The stagnation of the sector has been partly blamed on poverty and a poor reading culture. Public policy has also not been favorable. A report by German NGO First Media in 2011 found that the government, one of the largest advertisers, uses its clout to influence media coverage. Even though Cameroon instituted an annual grant to news media many years ago, its impact is largely insignificant. Media owners say they don't even get enough money from the government to pay a week's bill. Media owners also say they are reluctant to make the tough choices needed to turn the industry around. Measures have been proposed as one way of increasing competitiveness, but no one is ready to lose control of their papers. Watcher says strong sense of individualities are the center of the large number of newspapers.
Publishing a newspaper turns out being an ego trip, and most often maybe publishers are individuals with bloated egos. How do you kill my personality as Mr. Publisher of the Post?
For many industry insiders, the question being asked is, how do you keep newspapers alive? Measures have worked in countries like Nigeria. Watcher says the first step is a change of mentality in the industry and among publishers. For VOA Africa, I am Eugene Fongwa in Yaoundé, Cameroon.